Focus area two, learning and training. How Arts House provides ongoing training and learning opportunities. Arts House is committed to being a safe workplace for artists, staff and audiences. We are committed to changing ableist attitudes and getting rid of practices that discriminate against deaf and disabled people. We will make sure no one is excluded from training opportunities. We will regularly give everyone a chance to give and get feedback. We will make sure staff have access to a range of different perspectives from different disabled communities, including different types of disabilities, multiply marginalised disabled people, and a mix of trainers from disability-led organisations and independent disabled trainers. When we can, we will invite artists, contractors, and other teams in our branch to come to the trainings we organise too. To achieve this goal, we will train all staff on what they need to know to create a safe and welcoming space for deaf and disabled people. This might include deaf awareness, autism and neurodiversity guides, competing access needs, augmentative and alternative communication, and cultural safety in a disability context, basic Auslan, and mental health and trauma-informed work. We will make sure the training is delivered by deaf and disabled people. We'll tell staff about the DIAP and support them to understand it, and integrate training opportunities and workshops on access for artists in Culture Lab and Warehouse Residency programs.